This is Dr. Rohini Raghupathy dictating office visit on Donald Thompson, last name Thompson, Thompson, first name Donald, Donald, date of birth 8/27/54, date of visit 12/19/23. This is a 68-year-old Pleasant male patient who's here for his routine follow-up. He is still complaining of sinus drainage, period. Patient says that he chronically has allergies and he is taking Montelukast but doesn't seem to be helping. I think prior to that he was trying antihistamines, period. He was seen here by Dr. Dave in November and was given doxycycline and a short 3-day course of steroids for presumed allergies and a possible sinus bacterial sinus infection. He says it didn't really do much of a difference. His blood sugar now is like 154 on his Dexcom meter. He says in the morning it was 124 fasting, and now an hour after his breakfast, it's gone up to 182 by finger stick. On examination, past medical history, significant for hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, obesity, hypercholesterolemia, and chronic allergies. On exam, current medications include he's on Ozempic, 2 milligrams once a week, torsemide 20 milligrams as needed, vitamin D3, 5,000 units daily, metformin ER, 500 milligrams twice daily, Slomag, 1 a day, terazosin, 500 milligrams daily, Montelukast, 10 milligrams daily, Androgel pump, he uses as directed, Nebivolol 20 milligram twice daily, Vasepa 1 gram 2 cups twice daily, Omeprazole 20 milligram daily, Hydralazine 50 milligram 3 times a day, and Clonidine 0.1 milligrams daily. On examination, patient is 6 feet 4 inches tall, weight is 369.4. This is done on a digital scale, which we did have some issues yesterday. Blood pressure, but patient cannot be weighed on a regular scale. Blood pressure is 136/74, pulse 91, pulse ox 96%, temperature 96.5, BMI 45. He's right-handed. He does not smoke or drink or use drugs at this time. 1 hour postprandial blood sugar is 182. Patient is markedly obese. Head normocephalic. ENT, no evidence of any redness or drainage in his throat. Neck is supple, no lymphadenopathy or thyromegaly, JP not distended, lungs are quite clear to auscultation, heart S1 and S2 with regular sense of them, extremities no edema. He recently had a RSV vaccine about 1 to 2 weeks ago. Assessment, chronic allergies. Other chronic medical problems include hypertension, type 2 diabetes mellitus, hypercholesterolemia. He does have wax in both ears. Plan, gave written instructions for Debrox OTC over the counter earwax softener, 2 drops in each ear at bedtime for 5 days. I did give a written prescription for ipratropium nasal solution, dispense one with 1 refill, 1 spray in each nostril 3 times a day as needed. He will continue his other medications as before. I did ask him to comply with the diabetic diet, and he will see Dr. Dave. I also did review his lab results with him. He had his labs in November after he saw Dr. Dave. The CBC was normal. Except hemoglobin is slightly lower, 10, and hematocrit is 32.4. His lipid panel was good. Serum iron was also low, but no TIBC done. Hemoglobin A1C was high at 8.2. Chemistry panels showed a glucose of 146. Otherwise, values okay, acceptable range. Liver panel was normal. I will. So under diagnosis, please include anemia. Plan. I mean, he will continue the other medications as before. He will see Dr. Dave back in 1 month for follow-up.